Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is Saturday, the 7th of March of the year 2020, and on this day in 321, Emperor Constantine announced for the first time that Sunday was to be a day of rest. Before that, it was Wednesdays. In 2019, Queen Elizabeth II on this day shared her first Instagram post, which was immediately taken down by the platform until her publicity team agreed to blur out all the nipples in the shot. Celebrations today include National Cereal Day, Dr. Seuss Day, and Genealogy Day, so curl up this Saturday with a grain-based breakfast situation and an allegory about human nature while you commit some genealogy. Bow chicka wow wow. Your guest today is just back from fighting Bear Grylls on the edge of a volcano in Bear Grylls' new Bear Grylls Grills Celebrities on the Edge of a Volcano show. It's celebrity and now involuntary stuntman Andy Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back with a relatively small amount of burnt flesh.
I mean, you did very well there.
I did, better than many of my predecessors who are sadly missed.
If I may say, magnificent.
I don't think anyone's going to laugh at that.
I'll laugh at my own jokes. I don't need you to.
Laugh at that.
That was a good joke. I didn't even notice it. I just thought you were being passive aggressive. As always, in our Saturday episodes, we take a step back from the cliff's edge that hovers above the never-ending vortex that is daily news and crack open the weekend magazine. This Saturday's main magazine foldout is a pop-up pop culture special, but first, some weekend stories we won't have time for today. In the Saturday magazine today, the rampaging bushfires in New South Wales and Australia have finally been quelled after months of terrifying blazes. We have a home design section for those people who lost their homes and are trying to rebuild in preparation for next bushfire season, including rooftop infinity pools, wet mud floors, and decorative strings of fairy light water balloons to splush your house at the approach of a fire. Also, a bonus fold-out set of anti-flood measures for the same houses, including SpongeBob SquarePants-themed sponge furniture, sandbag hammocks, and a fold-out ark. And a human interest piece in the Saturday magazine as we interview the sentient trash island that has been built from offshore waste to be a utopian nation for billionaires escaping the fully foreseeable consequences of unregulated capitalism. We talk to the sentient trash island in its ocean home in the wake of its official announcement that it will be throwing its metaphorical cap in the metaphorical ring as an independent candidate for President of the United States of America and Canada. The Sentient Trash Island talks to us about how it, as a non-human entity with American citizenship, is gathering support among disillusioned voters via the medium of a series of online polls and a promise to clean up the swamps of Washington politics by absorbing all swamp waste into its heaving trash belly. A lovely article with some beautiful, classy pictures of Trash Island in sexy poses, who apparently will be changing his name to Bob by deed poll within the week in order to appeal to Rust Belt voters. And a new coronavirus quarantine dance move section in the Weekend magazine with a series of sad solo dance moves you can do when you want to go out and dance but you don't want to get anywhere near anyone else, including the sanitary shuffle, the get away from me spin, and the profiling a Chinaman two-step. And that is the sections we will not have time for today, because now it is time for your ads. I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight, that their diet isn't working, or they hate their bodies. The Evaporex 8000 is the newest in weight loss technology, with stars from Oprah to opera singers swearing by its patented Evaporex molecule-busting properties. Simply place the Evaporex 8000 over your physical body and it will turn you into a light-as-air mist so you can float through your days. Never worry about fitting into your jeans again, you'll just slip right out of them as a floating, sentient vapor. Previous models of the Evaporex were clunky, expensive, deeply radioactive, and immediately turned you into a slave of the Ghost King. But Evaporex 8000 is only mildly radioactive, allows you to remain sentient for up to 3 weeks before your mist form succumbs to the demonic force that lurks beneath us all hungering for our sweet life, and costs only $99.99 a month. The Evaporex 8000 is now available in 3 vaping flavors. The Evaporex 8000. You'll never have a body image problem again. Enjoying the freedom of independent travel is all part of growing up. The Last Post supports over 8,000 children around the world to escape their helicopter parents and do deeply irresponsible things every day. Jump a cargo train, build a boat, or just steal a car and head for the horizon. If you survive, you'll probably have learned something along the way. Sign up to Huckleberry Fun Vision Quests with our easy-to-forge parental consent form and receive the Last Post on-the-road kit for kids, including a stick with a bag on it, a child hobo-sized pipe or cheroot, and if you sign up within the first week, you'll get a geocache location to your very own rough diamond road mentor with a heart of gold. Learn lessons you won't understand till you're much older by stowing away on a casino steamboat, or plump for the deluxe Child Stealer edition, which gives you a full-grown adult nemesis who will fixate on and chase you into the most educational conundrums. The Huckleberry Fun Vision Quest app, brought to you by The Last Post. Anachronistic use of the N-word not included. And this episode of The Last Post is brought to you by the Grand Old Duke of York. He had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them down again. And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were only halfway up, they had a brief halt and each man was issued refreshments, including a protein bar, a quarter pound of salt pork, a litre of rum, and half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. It may be neither up nor down, but it's good enough for the Grand Old Duke of York, so it's good enough for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top story for today. In the Saturday's main magazine, we have a pop culture special brought to you by our guest, Andrew Zaltzman. You are a pop culture expert. What's going on in the world of pop culture?
I'm not just an expert. I'm, you know...
You're a feature.
I'm one of the biggest selling recording artists for the last 3 minutes, if my latest sales figures from my collection of Paul Anka covers are to be believed. Exciting developments in pop this week. I like to keep my finger very much on my own pulse and indeed the pulse of music. A lot of Christmas songs coming out, and this is...
It's very early in the year for Christmas songs.
The market, the music market has reacted, as indeed do the financial markets, to rumours, and there's been a rumour going around that the government here in Britain and possibly in America are about to call a snap Christmas just to cheer everyone up, because there's been so much bad news recently. To cheer people up and also give the economy a bit of a rocket up the grumpler. So, because we've had the virus, obviously here we've had the uncertainty caused by the Picts, and there's all the other... the whole New Zealand thing, and humanity's innate sense of uncertainty that goes back really to the very dawn of time, really the first fish climbing out of the sea thinking, did I make the right call? And also, the economy's been badly affected by a recent glut of World War II documentaries that's made everyone think that another global war is now inevitable. So, yeah, it's you know, interesting. A new album's come out from a deep fake Jimi Hendrix. So the wonders of modern technology, because they've basically used a computer program to work out exactly what Hendrix would have done had he not sadly died at the age of 27 back in the early 70s, throughout the next five decades, and you know what musical stages he would have gone through and what kind of stuff he would be producing now. The problem is now he'd be in his late 70s and have quite arthritic fingers. So it's not great, really, which is a bit of a shame after you know people waiting all this time. But even so, even despite the fact that it's musically, you know, considerably down on his peak, I would have hoped for something a bit more interesting than a load of Maroon 6 covers. And I mean, the interesting part of that is to discover that Janis Joplin, who also didn't die under this you know, deep fake scheme, joined Maroon 5 to make it 6. That's a tough one to swallow. For Joplin fans. Monarchs for Peace, new charity record. The hereditary heads of state from around the world have combined for a fundraising album of witty takes on their own anthems. God Save My Funky Self is awesome. And the self-proclaimed new Tsarina of Russia has added a virulently anti-communist rant rocker, Poshel Nahoy Stalin. It's a cracking 3 minutes, but is it going to help her cause to get the monarchy re-established in Russia? I think it might be counterproductive. Always looking for the latest advances in music, the new genres, hybrid. I mean, what's your musical music style of choice, Alice?
It depends on my mood, Andy Zeltzman. Right. Very rarely death metal.
Okay. Life metal?
Life metal.
Yeah.
Life-affirming metal.
But interesting. People are always experimenting, aren't they? You get all these crossovers. Grunge Gorian is quite interesting, which is part Seattle rock, part madrigal. Doesn't quite work, but it's an interesting experiment. Alkali Jazz, that was inevitable at some point. And Funkquiems. I don't know if you've seen these, because now an increasing number of people who were into funk in the 70s are now passing away and want something more suitable for their funeral. So the Funkquiem gives you a thumping bass line along with the traditional ethereal chorals. So
there's nothing that gives you quite as much closure as watching a coffin being lowered into the ground while someone goes, oh, yeah.
Exactly. Well, it's really all that ever needs to be said at a funeral, isn't it? Everything else is really just padding out time till the sandwiches. Some interesting albums. The Spoon Dollies, Devil Burp 3, extremely flatulent. The Nincompopes. I know you're a big fan of them, the Catholic quip rockers. They've got a new album, Vaticanalonely, which is a double wordplay. So you've got Vatic and then the Canalone, and then Lonely. So Vaticanalonely. I think it might be the first of its type.
Well, yeah, the Popes are well known for comfort eating, solid comfort eating. So Vaticanalonely is a beautiful album that really touches the soul of the lonely man eating pasta on his own.
Yeah. It's follow-up to the aluminium-selling Vaticans and Cativans album, all about kidnapping stray animals. And obviously, the streets of Rome are replete with stray cats. And the fact that the Vatican have been going out at night in special vans, not only collect up the cats, but convert them to Christianity. And the controversial cystitis in the Sistine.
Putting the cat into Catholic.
Bad boys of the historical alt-right scene, Duke Frederick and the Imperialists. They've got a new album of 19th century revisionist blues entitled Was It Really All That Bad? The Non-Specific Pronouns got a new album called Drilling for Pigeons. It's a kind of grunge-rock Lindy Hop crossover featuring Madeleine Albright in her first appearance on a full album since she sang backing vocals on the Velvet Underground's Banana album, of course. And Daphne and Celeste, the former pop one-hit wonders turned thrash metalers, turned acid, trance-hop, uber-jazz blues women, have redefined yet another genre with an album entitled Josiah H. Christabel, Female Messiah. So it's, exciting week in music.
That is a very exciting week in music. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. That is your top Saturday magazine extract for today. And now it is time for your letters to the editor. You can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, I hate to be that guy, but I also hate to be this guy. Can you help? Simon. P.S. My friends at A Thin Slice of Lemon would like to talk to the half a glass of water people. I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say I've had an idea for a joint venture. I'm excited. What do you have to say to Simon? He hates to be that guy, but he also hates to be this guy.
Well, try and be the other guy.
Try and be the other guy? Oh, you never want to be the other guy,
right?
You know. I suggest, Simon, that you...
Well, stop defining yourself as a guy anyway. Those times have passed.
Yeah. Be the best bee you can be, or be the best me you can be. Buy my self-help book, Be the Best Me You Can Be, which will very easily, in a 10-step program, teach you how to be the best Alice Fraser you are capable of being.
Right.
It's a... Look, it's a hard road, but...
What's step one?
You have to buy the book to find out.
When are we going to get that as an audio book, Alice?
Soon, it'll be coming out right. Soon, in April.
Okay.
19th of April.
Yep.
On Amazon Prime. Or maybe something else. That is your letters to the editor. More letters tomorrow. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We will be back again tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please download the podcast, rate, review it, or recommend it to friends who you think would like it. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. Your guest today was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Not really specifically, but I'm going shopping for trousers tomorrow. So if you're out and about and you see me shopping for trousers, do give me some advice.
Tell him he looks great. I'm your host, Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is... quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out... when he discovers
amazing.
That the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
Okay.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.